Okay, let's unpack this. You've sent over some sources about something called MBE. Looks interesting. Ready to dive in?
Absolutely.
Great. But first, before we dive in, a quick word from our supporter. SafeServer takes care of the hosting for this kind of software and supports your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
All right, so diving right in. Today's deep dive is focused squarely on MBE.
Mm-hmm.
We've got material straight from the MBE website, you know, the official word. And we also took a look at their GitHub presence to get a feel for the technical side.
Right. And our mission here, especially thinking about someone maybe new to this sort of tech, is to figure out what MBE actually is, how it works in practice, and maybe most importantly, why you might want to use it for your own stuff,
yeah.
Your media.
Yeah, we want to make it easy to understand.
Exactly. Peel back the layers.
Because let's start with the problem MBE seems to solve. And I think it's one a lot of us, well, recognize. You've got home videos scattered around, right? Different hard drives, maybe? Oh, definitely. Or music split between an old laptop and your main computer. Maybe some backups somewhere you forgot about.
And photos. They're mm-hmm. everywhere. Phone, computer, maybe some random cloud thing you signed up for ages ago.
It's that classic digital sprawl. Finding that one thing becomes a whole ordeal. You spend more time hunting than actually, you know, enjoying it.
Like a frustrating scavenger hunt. The sources definitely highlight that struggle, just trying to get organized and access your own stuff.
And that's exactly where MBE apparently steps in. It positions itself as the fix for that digital chaos.
So what is MBE fundamentally based on these sources?
At its core, MBE is described as a personal media server. The concept is pretty straightforward, actually. You take all those scattered files, videos, music, photos, and bring them into one place.
One central hub.
Exactly. A hub that you control completely.
So it's not like uploading everything to some company's cloud server where you lose direct control, where they might, I don't know, scan your personal photos.
That seems to be a key distinction, yeah. MBE is about your media on your terms. You install the MBE server software yourself, usually on a computer at home or maybe a NAS device, something on your network.
Okay. You run the server bit yourself. Then what?
And then you use the MBE apps to interact with it.
And these apps are what I'd use to actually watch or listen.
Precisely. You download the apps onto your phone, your smart TV, tablet, whatever device you want to use to access your media. These apps then connect back to that personal MBE server running in your house.
Okay, that central hub idea makes sense. But how does it actually work? Like, if I want to watch a video, do I need to be a tech wizard with networking and file formats?
Well, the sources suggest they've tried to make it user-friendly, especially the setup. They mention installing the server software first, and the website specifically talks about a user-friendly startup wizard.
A wizard? Okay. That sounds promising. Setting up servers can sound intimidating.
Right. A wizard implies a guided process. Get the basics running without needing a deep dive into tech manuals right away.
Yeah. That sounds like a must-have for beginners. No one wants to start by fighting with firewalls.
Absolutely. So once that server is installed and you've told it where your media files actually live on your drive.
You point it to your folders, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
Then you just install those MBE apps on your other devices.
Like the phone app for when I'm out, the TV app for the living room.
That's the idea. And here's where MBE tackles a really common problem. Compatibility. You know how sometimes a video plays fine on your PC, but just won't work on your phone?
Oh, totally. File formats, codecs,
mm-hmm.
It can be a real headache.
MBE aims to just, eliminate that headache. The source highlights this feature. Your personal MBE server automatically converts and streams your media on the fly to play on any device.
On the fly conversion. That phrase definitely jumps out.
It's pretty significant. It means when you press play on, say, your phone app, the server doesn't just blindly send the file. It figures out what your phone can handle. And if necessary, it converts the video in real time to a format that will play smoothly.
While I'm watching.
While you're watching on the fly.
So I don't need to manually convert files beforehand or keep multiple versions. The server just figures it out.
That's exactly what the source promises. It takes that whole compatibility burden off your shoulders. Make sure it'll play on any device, regardless of the original format. Big plus.
That dynamic conversion, though, sounds like it might need a decent amount of processing power on the server end. Especially for, like, 4K video or if multiple people are watching. Did the sources mention hardware needs for that?
That's a good question. The sources focus more on the benefit that it happens automatically and on the fly to ensure it works on any device. They don't really list minimum specs for the transcoding performance itself.
So they emphasize the what, not the how much power.
Pretty much. It strongly implies the server does the heavy lifting to make the app experience smooth. You'd likely want a reasonably capable machine running the server for heavy use, but the description just highlights the function.
Okay, so the tech challenge is on the server you set up, making the client side easy. Got it.
Beyond just playing files, what other key features make this library easier to use?
A really big one is easy access when you're away from home. They talk about something called MBConnect.
MBConnect, what does that simplify?
Well, normally, accessing your home stuff from the internet means messing with IP addresses, router settings like port forwarding, maybe dynamic DNS.
Yeah.
It can get technical fast.
Yeah, not everyone wants to do that.
Right. MBConnect seems designed to hide all that complexity.
So I wouldn't need to be a network guru just to watch my home videos on vacation.
That seems to be the goal. The source says no more fumbling with IP addresses, just sign in and play. It suggests MBConnect handles the connection back to your home server more simply, maybe using their servers to help broker the connection without you manually configuring everything.
Convenience. That sounds huge. What about organizing everything? If I just dump, you know, thousands of photos and videos onto this server, how does it help me find anything? That's another key value add. The sources say MB automatically organizes your media into rich, beautiful displays.
Rich, beautiful displays. Okay, that sounds way better than just a folder list.
Definitely. It implies MB automatically fetches metadata things, movie titles, posters, actor info, episode summaries, album art, artist details, photo dates, that sort of thing.
So it makes it look nice, like a streaming service.
Kind of, yeah. It presents your own content in a much more visually appealing way, makes it feel less like managing files and more like browsing a library. It apparently takes the fuss out of managing and helps you explore your media like never before.
Transforms the raw files into something browsable with all the extra info and visuals.
That's the promise. Makes finding stuff much nicer. The sources also mention live TV integration.
Live TV. How does that fit in with a personal server?
If you have a compatible TV tuner card or device and an antenna, MB can apparently work with that. The source says you can then stream live TV to any device connected to your server.
Wow, okay.
And it also mentions managing DVR recordings. So you could schedule recordings and watch them back through MB from anywhere you can access your server.
So it potentially brings live broadcast TV into your personal media world, too. Interesting.
Yeah.
What about families? Any features for, say, managing kids' access?
Yep. Parental controls are specifically highlighted. The source notes ME makes it easy to control content access for children. You can apparently set access schedules like only allowing viewing at certain times and also put time limits on their sessions.
I thought I saw something about monitoring.
You did. It says you can monitor and remote control their sessions.
Oh.
Yeah. Implies you can see what they're watching and potentially step in remotely via the MB interface. Seems quite comprehensive for family use.
Definitely a full suite of tools there. Another term mentioned was DLNA. What's the deal with that?
DLNA. It's a standard lots of devices use to find and share media on a home network. Smart TVs, game consoles, some speakers.
Right, I've seen that logo.
Well, MB Server apparently detects these DLNA devices automatically.
And what does that let you do?
It means you can easily send content, remote control, and more to those devices from your MB app. So you could be browsing music on your phone and then cast it to your DLNA speakers in the living room, for instance.
Okay, so it plays nice with other existing smart home gear that uses that standard.
That seems to be the idea. Leverage common standards. Oh, and it also mentions notifications.
Notifications. Like what?
It says MB can automatically notify you of server activity based on important events. Could be things like new media being added, maybe server updates, or perhaps issues needing attention, helps you keep tabs on things.
Right, keeps you in the loop. Okay, so we've got the server, organizing, converting, streaming, accessed via apps. Where exactly can I use these apps? What devices are supported?
This is clearly a big selling point for them. The sources really emphasize having apps on just about every device. They claim it truly allows you to access your media your way.
Just about every device is pretty broad. What specifics do they give?
They break it down. For TVs and similar devices, Android TV, Apple TV, Google TV, Amazon Fire TV, Roku, plus LG and Samsung smart TVs. That covers a huge chunk of the living room market.
Yeah, that's most of the big ones. Mobile.
Mobile, you've got Android, iPhone, iPad, and here's that really interesting bit. They also list Android Auto and Apple CarPlay.
Seriously, in the car. Accessing my home media library through the car's dashboard.
I know, right? Seems surprising. Maybe more for music or podcasts from your collection while driving, but including Android Auto and CarPlay really underlines that access your media your way idea, pushes the boundaries a bit.
Definitely does. What about regular computers?
Yep, apps for Windows, Mac OS, and Linux. Plus, you can always access it through a standard web browser on any computer.
So desktop, laptop, web, phone, tablet, the main TV streamers, lots of smart TVs, and even the car. They really are aiming for access everywhere.
That seems to be the core strategy, yeah. Break down those barriers. Now, while the main server software is free, they do mention an optional paid thing.
Ah, yes. MB Premier. What does paying get you?
Premier offers additional bonus features, according to the source. They list a few specifics. Cover art, mobile sync, cloud sync, and free Android apps.
Okay, let's quickly unpack those. Cover art, does the free version not get posters and album art automatically? Because earlier it sounded like it did with the rich displays.
That is an interesting point in how they list it, isn't it? Maybe cover art under Premiere refers to higher quality sources or more comprehensive automatic fetching, or maybe specific types of art. The source isn't super clear on the exact difference, but it lists it as a Premiere bonus, even though the free version clearly does some metadata fetching for those rich displays.
Okay, maybe an enhanced version of it. What about mobile sync and cloud sync?
Those sound like ways to get your media off the server for offline use or backup. Mobile Sync probably lets you download media to your phone or tablet so you can watch or listen without an internet connection.
Useful for planes or commutes.
Exactly. And Cloud Sync suggests being able to copy or sync your media files to a cloud storage service like Dropbox or Google Drive, perhaps. Maybe for backup or another way to access files.
Got it. So Premiere adds features mainly around offline access and potentially cloud integration or backup.
That seems to be the focus of those listed Premiere features. Beyond the software, the website also mentions the MB community.
What's the deal there?
It encourages you to join the best group of media enthusiasts around, suggests there's an active forum or place where users help each other out, share tips, maybe discuss setups. The idea is the community helps make our media more fun.
So, user support and shared interest beyond just the official help docs.
Seems like it. Yeah. And just to tie back to our sources, we focus a lot on the website, but that GitHub presence.
Right. What did that confirm?
It basically backs up the main description. The GitHub repo for Media Browser MB also calls it a personal media server with apps on just about every device. So it reinforces that core purpose. Plus, you see things like the license. The sources say it's GPL 2.0.
So GitHub acts as kind of a reality check. Confirms it's a real developed project, not just marketing fluff.
Precisely. Gives you confidence it's established software with an open source license.
Okay, so bringing this all together, MB's core idea, based on what we've read, is really about taking that mess of personal media files and turning it into an organized, easy-to-access library that you control.
That's the goal, yeah. Help you stop struggling with finding and playing your stuff and start enjoying it basically anywhere on any device. Tackles that digital clutter problem head on.
And for anyone thinking about setting this up for the first time, that mention of a user...
That's a great takeaway thought. The principle could definitely apply elsewhere.
Well, that wraps up our deep dive into MB for today. Our thanks again to SafeServer. Find out more about how they can support your digital transformation at www.safeserver.de.
Thanks to them.
And thank you for joining us. We hope this helps shed some light on what MB is all about.